From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Syria's rebels lost all the northern neighborhoods of their stronghold in East Aleppo Monday as the army made significant advances in its offensive to recapture the entire city. The regime's gains have prompted an exodus of desperate civilians, most fleeing to districts held under the government or Kurdish forces, others heading south into areas still under opposition control. On Monday, government forces seized Sakur, Hayadira, and Sheikh Kurdur districts, while Kurdish fighters took the Sheikh Fars neighborhood from rebels, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Police defused a bomb near the U.S. Embassy in the Philippine capital Monday, with militants who had declared allegiance to the Islamic State group likely behind the attempted terrorist attack, according to authorities. A taxi passenger dropped the mortar bomb with a mobile phone detonator in a rubbish bin about 200 meters from the embassy along one of Manila's busiest roads. However, a street sweeper found it and alerted authorities, according to police. A German federal court has upheld the conviction of a former Nazi SS officer known as the bookkeeper of Auschwitz, according to his lawyer Monday, in a ruling welcomed by the victim's representatives. Oscar Gröning is now 95. He was found guilty in 2015. Armed men have abducted three UN refugee agency staffers from Sudan's Darfur region, according to a local government official Monday. Police are searching for the kidnappers. This is VOA's news. President-elect Donald Trump's big spending plan and tax cuts are expected to help double the U.S. economic growth rate by 2018, according to the OECD Monday, revising its forecast. The U.S. economy would grow by 2.3% in 2017 and 3.0% in 2018, according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. That compares to the gross domestic product growth of 1.5% this year, according to the OECD. Cubans are mourning the death of 95-year-old Fidel Castro, the communist country's revolutionary leader who ruled for half a century. The cause of death, which occurred late Friday, remains unknown. Now that Fidel Castro is not on the earth, it doesn't mean we're going to start a new era, a new stage in which Fidel is not physically here in Cuba. We're going to continue with the dictator, Raul Castro, who would do the same thing Fidel did. Those two did the same things together. And so in Cuba, the only thing that will change is this new stage. We will be without the physical presence of Fidel Castro. That is the head of the dissident Ladies in White, Berta Soler, who says nothing will change and Cuba remains a dictatorship. Swiss voters Sunday rejected an effort to hasten the process of phasing out the country's independence of nuclear power plants, a result suggesting the Swiss prefer energy independence over safety concerns. The Swiss energy minister, Doris Luthard, said she is relieved by the outcome, giving authorities time for rebuilding an energy strategy. The Swiss energy minister also says that nearly 55% of the voters turned down the initiative. No new nuclear power stations have been built in Switzerland since 1984. Israel says it's ordering an additional 17 of the advanced U.S.-made F-35 stealth joint strike fighters, bringing to 50 the number expected to be in its inventory over the next few years. The estimated $400 billion cost is expected to give the Jewish state a qualitative edge over its regional adversaries. Internet service for almost 1 million households in Germany was disrupted by a likely deliberate hacking, according to the provider Deutsche Telekom Monday. Around 900,000 customers using a specific model of a router have been affected since Sunday afternoon. Some unable to connect at all, and others suffered intermittent problems. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.